Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. I wonder, is anybody like me in that when you do something wrong, when you sin, maybe when you make a mistake or whatever it may be, but certainly when you sin, you spend a long time beating yourself up afterwards? I'm prone to do that. I'm prone to really get frustrated that I made a mistake, that I sinned against somebody else or against the Lord. And the reality is it happens sometimes. And as I think about that, I wonder, how does God expect us to respond when we sin? Well, certainly there's a measure of repentance that's invited and that's necessary, that we repent of our sin, we turn back towards the Lord, we receive His grace and His forgiveness. But it dawns on me that our culture has a lot of different ideas about how we respond to sin. And some parts of our culture actually say, well, let's just not acknowledge that sin exists. Let's just pretend like there is no sin, and so there's nothing to be ashamed of. Whatever we do, the worst thing that can happen is that we feel shame for something. And friends, the reality is there are some things that we ought not do and that we ought to feel some shame about, at least for a moment, for a while, until we bring it to the Lord. And so our culture often says, well, you know, you don't have to feel shame about anything because sin doesn't exist. On the other continuum, there's this idea that once we've sinned, once we've fallen short of God's standard or God's rules, that there's no hope for us, and that we might as well just cash it in. And our only real measure of absolution is to beat ourselves up as much as we can and to hold ourselves accountable, and somehow denying God His ability to forgive us. We think we can do that. Well, friends, I'm here to argue that I don't think either one of those is the way that God would have for us. And in fact, I want to look at an example today from the book of 1 Timothy, from the life of the Apostle Paul. And I want you to understand how Paul processes his sin before the Lord. So listen to this. He says, verse 12, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who's given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Now, if all we know about Paul is his life as this great missionary, teacher, church planner, leader, juggernaut, Christian, then we think, well, of course, Paul was the one appointed to service of the Lord. But listen to what Paul says here. He says, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus our Lord, that are in Christ Jesus. Paul's saying, look, I was once a really bad dude, but here's what's changed. God has extended His grace towards me. And so he says this in verse 15. He says, here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to do what? He came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. And I love it that Paul doesn't say I was the worst. He says, I am the worst. I know my sin. I know what I've struggled with. Now, is he murdering Christians at this point? I don't think so. But he says, I am, present tense, I am the worst. But for that reason, that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, listen to this, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Friends, what's Paul saying here? He's saying, look, God showed me, a sinner, mercy so that he could prove how great is his grace. Again, verse 16, but for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Friends, have you sinned against God? Repent of your sin. Let's repent of our sin together. Let's be quick to repent, quick to acknowledge our shortcomings and our failures before the Lord. But then let's also be quick to acknowledge that God delights in extending His grace towards those who repent, towards those who acknowledge their sin, because in that, Christ Jesus displays His glory, His immense patience, the text says, as an example for those who would believe. His immense patience. God is slow to anger, and He's abounding in love, and He delights to forgive the sins of those who cry out to Him with need in repentance for grace. grace. Friends, now to him who's able to do, the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor, glory, forever and ever. Amen. Friends, when we sin, let's be quick to acknowledge, and let's be quick to ask for forgiveness, and then let's be quick to rest in the provision of our Savior Jesus. His grace was enough for Paul, and it's enough for you too. Rest in it, relish in it, enjoy it, celebrate it, and let it shine through you in your life today. God bless you. Have a great day, and Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.